Hi everyone. So it's good to be back at FOSDEM. So last year we had a topic on FDIO VPP. Last time we talked about how we can integrate OpenSSL into VPP and leverage hardware accelerators to enhance the performance of TLS. So this time the theme is similar, but the topic is obviously different. So what we are trying to present here is how we can leverage traffic management hardware and enhance the VPP software to deliver better traffic management capabilities. Okay. So the brief agenda for the for today's talk. So first we will have a brief intro on what we mentioned as traffic management, or alternatively we can call it as quality of service. And we will also give brief intro on VPP, FDIO VPP. So because today this is the first talk on VPP, I'll give some details so that the subsequent presenters can save the time. And we will also talk about some of the advanced features which are available in smart NICs or smart DPUs, where they have a special hardware which allows you to have traffic management to be done in hardware and save some CPU cycles. So the main core of this topic is to introduce a new framework as part of the VPP's data plane, and we will leverage hardware capabilities of the smart NICs so that the traffic management will save you some CPU compute, so that your application software can use the extra cycles from the CPU. And then we'll provide a brief intro on the framework which we have added to the VPP, so that how a user can classify a flow and then use the underlying traffic management framework in VPP. So after that, we'll just provide some brief performance gains we have observed. So these are the early results we have after we introduced this framework into the VPP. So we'll have some graphs which show how much of CPU cycles we were able to save when we try with single flow or multiple flows and with different number of cores. And we also have, towards the end, we show the patches which are currently almost towards the end of the merge stage. And we would like people to provide more comments on the patches and then hopefully built over it to add more features into it. Okay, so for those who are new to QoS or traffic management, right? So it is just a set of mechanisms which are used to provide a guarantee to the users or prioritize the traffic of a particular user, right? So let's say there are a lot of traffic types, right? So for example, you are making a call to your friend, a voice call, right? So you don't want your voice call to be jitter, right? So it should be low latency. So the requirement for a voice call is to have a low latency. Excuse me. So low latency. So when it comes to, let's say, a video traffic. So for example, videos, you are watching a Netflix movie, right? So you don't want your Netflix movie to stall. Right, so that is the quality of service you expect from Netflix or any content delivery network, right? So that is, and there's another kind of topic, for example, general web traffic, HTTP traffic, let's say. In such cases, latency is okay, but you don't want your packet to be lost, right? So it should be reliably delivered. So if you see here, for each kind of traffic, there are different kind of requirements. So what that means is that the quality of service requirements for each of these traffic are different, right? So whenever there's a user for a certain type of traffic, he has to reach out to the service provider to have a certain level of, they call it as SLA, so agreed with the service provider, okay? SLAs are nothing but service level agreements, which says that for my kind of traffic, this is what I expect it to be handled in the network software, system software, right? So how do you measure the quality of service, right? What are the metrics you use? Like, for example, whenever there's a traffic, right, so you want the traffic to be having low latency, or so you want, do you want it to be a low latency traffic, or your packets should not be lost? So these are the kind of metrics you normally use, right? So that's all on the QoS. So we'll move on to the VPP, right? So for those who don't know VPP, right? So VPP is a user space high performance stack. So it has all your L2 to L4 features, and it all runs in the user space. So if you are aware of DPDK or any smart NICs, right? So you can always process the packet directly from your NIC in the user space, and then handle all your software logic in the application, right? So why VPP is popular? So it is very modular, as in like all your software can be built into different nodes. And if you want to make any change in any part of your module, you can just modify the node, and then rest of the nodes will still work as is. So it's very customizable, right? And also, the because of its graph nature, right, it is very high performant, because it has it handles cache better, so you will have instruction cache better handle, and because of the way the code is written, the data cache is always hot, right? So that ensures that you will have high performance, right? And VPP comes with native drivers along with your DPDK support, right? So if you have a native driver for VPP, you can get the packet into the application software very fast. So this ensures that the overall stack, right from the packet is received on the packet I/O interface into the application software, the overall cycle of the software runs very fast. Okay, so I hand it over to Alok here, so he'll take over the problem we are trying to solve in VPP today.
Thank you. So let's talk about the real problem here. So today, VPP handles all traffic management into software-driven mode. Everything is done in the software. But the key constructs of traffic management, like shipping, scheduling, polishing with multiple class, they are very CPU-intensive jobs. And with growing bandwidth and multiple classes included now in modern networking requirements, it takes a lot of load on CPU. And further and further, how the complexity of TM increases, then it starts eating up the CPU cycles, which could have been used for actual packet processing. So the thing what we are trying to say here is, for the high bandwidth and modern workload, we should be having a way to handle TM more efficiently, especially by utilizing underlying hardware whenever it's available. And that's the interesting part here. Now, today's smart NICs and DPUs, they already come with a full-fledged, complex, and very capable hardware TM engines. But today, VPP has no framework to utilize those hardware capabilities. So that's what we are trying to solve here and to fill the gap. We are building a TM offload framework in VPP, which can leverage the underlying hardware. Just to demonstrate what we just talked about, so modern NICs already have very capable engines which can do all these TM features in the hardware, saving CPU cycles for the regular computer. Okay, so now what we needed was something to bring hardware TM into VPP. It needed a framework in a scalable, generic, and very, what you can say, hardware agnostic way. It should not be dedicated for any particular hardware, but any underlying hardware should be able to plug into the framework very easily and do its job with single unified API. So that's what the key components of this framework are. I'll go through them briefly. So first thing we talked about, any NIC vendor, any hardware, just one API, it can just plug and play. And second important thing is capability base. So any NIC simply tells VPP what features can offer, and then VPP's framework will decide to use those features. Let's say if some hardware does not have hardware TM capabilities, is fine. BPP's framework will understand and will continue doing TM in the software as is just today. And then it also allows you for the dynamic in nature. For example, you should be able to update your TM requirements. Once you configured one thing, you should be able to update it, to remove some things, to add new things without relaunching your application, without halting your data plane. That's what it provides. And also it covers all the full TM spectrum, all the features that a standard TM should have. This framework makes sure all are supported if underlying hardware can fulfill the implementation. And then the important part, suppose you have a proper TM implementation, but then how the user interacts with it, that's important, right? So today how it happens, in VPP, there's a classifier module. So the user classifies a flow that for this flow, I want higher priority. For a second flow, I want more bandwidth and so on, right? Now this framework just silently coupled with the same behavior. So now also with this framework in place, with hardware module in place, user continue to tell its requirement the same way. It will go to the classifier, tell the requirements. Now classifier will link to the framework and it will see if hardware can do it, framework will offload to hardware, get the job done. If not, framework will utilize software, get the job done. So user don't need to know the exact details of hardware, how many queues are there, how the hardware looks, how the architecture is, nothing like that. It just talk to VPP, everything is delivered silently in the backend. And we have also coupled this framework with the standard VPP's control plane, which is binary API. So any configuration of the TM can be done using the same binary APIs, nothing is changed. Okay, so that was about the brief intro of the framework, what all it provides, what all it can do. Now briefly, I'll just go over through the key concepts of traffic management, not much in detail, just an overview. For example, hierarchical scheduling, we say, it's just like arranging your traffic into multiple levels. So the highest priority traffic gets first, gets transfers first, then the lowest priority. At the same time, it can make sure others also not halted. Everyone gets a fair share. Dual shaping, it manages the traffic with two speeds, one normal speed on which it operates, and one peak speed temporarily in case the traffic spikes also, it should not break, it should handle that. It's dual rate shaping. And then priority and fairness, as we talked about, high priority work should get priority, but at the same time, we have to make sure that others also get the fair share of the bandwidth. And then policing is nothing but it just enforces the rules are followed. So you have set the limit at a particular rate. If any traffic exceeds the limit, it should be marked, it should be dropped, or you can take action. It just watches whoever is following the limit, whoever is exceeding the limit. And all these things are RFC compliant as the framework makes sure implementations can do in proper compliant way. Okay, so now all this framework, what it achieves for us, right? So very first and important thing, performance. So now at the very high speeds also, you can achieve complete QoS with any feature that you want with ultra low latencies, because now it does everything in the dedicated TM engines, which are meant for those things, right? Now, scalability. So now you can handle hundreds and thousands of classes, which is the real requirement of today's network. Now the TM and requirements are getting way more complex than they ever were. And efficiency. Obviously, now all this TM compute is being handled away from the CPU. The heavy lifting is being done by the specialist hardware. So CPUs save cycle, save cost, save energy. Reliability at very high speeds also, because it is being done in a dedicated hardware, you can get very stable QoS at the line rates also. So we have implemented this framework for Marvel's Octeon DPU. We have tested few early results we are showing here. And this is for the very moderate traffic, we are just starting up with the testing. And for one core, we are seeing approx 20% gains being doing the same thing in the software, being same thing in the hardware. Four cores is being four flows, approximately 32%. Still, it's a lot more work in progress. Probably we'll come up with the more accurate and more higher class with the results. And all this work is being upstreamed. The patches are there in FDIO VPP's repo. It's under review. So people in VPP community, please go have a look. Suggest more improvements. Just give review comments. Yeah, more than welcome to just develop VPP and enhance feature altogether. And as I mentioned, this framework is intended for a hardware offload, but it makes sure whatever today is there in VPP, that does not break. So you will continue the software TM as it is today. And also all this work and patches are available in Marvel's open source repo also, which is called Marvel DAO, Data Accelerator Offload Solutions. So the link is here. There also we can get the work, what we'll be doing on this. That's it from our side, I guess. Any questions, anyone?
Thank you.
Yeah, any question? Okay.
Thank you, very interesting. So I was wondering about the, when you offload it to the hardware, one of the things I don't understand fully the system, sorry for that. So I'm trying to understand what is the impact on the trusted computing base. Does the hardware now also has access to the keys which were used for communication protocol or not? That's my main concern here. I mean, you are gaining performance for sure, but if it's at the cost of security increasing the TCB, that's not really nice.
No, yeah, interesting question. So whatever we are talking right now is at the line, okay? So whatever is the security protocol you want to add onto your data, it's already done. And it is the NIC on which you are sending from your core, right? So the data is already secured by the time you send it, right? It's just that when you are sending it on the line, you are ensuring that your quality of service is handled on the hardware module, which is sitting on the same SOC.
Okay, let me rephrase my question. Let's say, so you are saying that the TLS protocol, let's say, has finished, right? So TLS protocol has been established. Now you are talking about what happens at the data layer. Is it correct?
It's at actually physical layer, not even data layer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. There was another question up here, I believe.
So do you have any plans to add the same kind of capabilities to the Linux kernel or the DPDK framework? Why only VPP and not, can it be beneficial for kernel or DPDK?
So DPDK already has similar framework in place, okay? And this is something which we adapted a similar framework in VPP as well.
Okay, and what about the kernel?
Kernel, there is like this, if you remember, there's something called traffic TC, right? I'm not completely aware of the framework as such. There's some level of support already there, but it is not because like user space data plane frameworks like DPDK, they are very much flexible to take new features. So
it's about hardware offload.
Right.
It's not about user land or kernel. Something
right.
Done in software could be in kernel, could be in user land, but
right.
If it has interest for VPP, it has interest for the kernel.
It has for the kernel, but it's about how flexible the community is to take new features. I'm not complaining on Linux kernel people here, sorry about that, but yeah, it's just the reality, I think. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions? We have time for one more if you have it. No? Okay. Well, thank you to our speakers for a great talk.
Yeah, just appreciate the VPP community who has helped us to upstream this feature. Okay. I appreciate them. Thank you.